Previously on
Best Cut the Music.
Tommy, what's going on?
Yes!
I won!
I'm excited. What'd you win?
Sam, you ever heard of a little town called New Orleans? I got two tickets.
I won the contest.
You know, the Frito-Lay contest.
That's awesome.
I'd ask Cindy, but she broke her leg.
Oh, well, I'm glad I
don't want her slowing me down.
Glad I'm a close second. You don't need her. We'll hit the red light district.
Look at my toy. Looks a little voodoo doll.
Oh, check it out. You got a little voodoo doll toy. What toy did I get? It's a crow's foot.
It's like a riddle.
As wandering most, you will be a ghost. This ain't no lie. Today you will die.
Whoa.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music.
Music.
واغربي ليلي ما نزغبي لي مجنون تو از سپیده و نوری من از شقایق پرخون تو از قبیله دریا من از نژاد کبیر همیشه تشنه و غمگین همیشه بی تو اسیرم همیشه بی تو اسیر تو از قبیله لیلی من از قبیله مجنون حدیث عشق من و تو حدیث ابر بهاری به من چه میرسد ای دوست از این همه غم و زاری از این همه غم و زاری تو از قبیله لبخند من از قبیله اندو فضای فاصله صد آه فضای فاصله صد کو فضای فاصله صد کو تو از قبیله لیلی آه من از قبیله مجنون تو از سپیده و نوری من از شقایق پرخون
شکست ای شهر خاموشی باید فراموشی که باد هر صدا رو بست لبا رو بست لبا رو بست ای بالو پر کشیده خواب ستاره دیده کوچه شبانه ی روشن طرف سپیده تا مرز قصه رفتی پلک شبا رو بستی پرواز آخرت بود پر زدی شکستی شهر خوابه حوزاش پر از شرابه گلاش تو باغ چه سوخته درخت و سایشونو به آب را فروخته قلب ما سقوطش تلخه وقتی هوا نباشه من و تو ما نباشه برای این سوارا از به چوبی حتی تو قمصه ها نباشه این تن تنها شکست زیر آوار قاصد ابرار و خدا نگهدار برو و خدا نگهدار برو شبهای من شهر خاموشی چه بی صدا پرت شکست ای شهر خاموشی باید فراموشی که باد هر صدا رو بست لبا رو بست لبا رو بست کشیده خواب ستاره دیده کوچه شبانه تو روشن ترم سپیده تا مرز قصه رفتی پلک شبا رو بستی پرواز آخرت بود پر زدی شکستی شهر خوابه حوزاش پر از شرابه گلاش تو باکه سوخته درخت و سایشونو به آب را فروخته قلب ما سقوطش تلخه وقتی هوا نباشه من و تو ما نباشه برای این سوارا یه اسب چوبی حتی تو قصه ها نباشه این تن تنها شکست زیر آوار قاصد ابرا برو خدا نگهدار برو خدا نگهدار برو
This restaurant is really nice.
I agree with that observation. This restaurant's a great choice.
Yeah, that Zagat guy really does know how to pick 'em.
Well, you know that New Orleans is famous for its garlic pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that I was excited about when we were driving here.
Yeah, me too. Infamous for its gumbo pizza. Diarrhea for decades. Well, this has been a wild last couple of days we've had.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. From the actual winning my tickets to New Orleans.
Yeah, getting in.
Driving to New Orleans.
Yeah. All those drugs you did.
Yeah.
That you kind of look shaky.
Yeah, well, I haven't quite recovered. That's why I'm really excited about this healthy garlic pizza. I'm hoping it...
Yeah, they say garlic is cleansing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've heard that once, if you're sick, that it kind of... At first, you have a kind of a reaction to it, like you don't want it. Like your body is kind of... You're in pain a little bit because it so needs it. And then once you get it down and start digesting, you feel better.
Yeah, that's true.
So a lot of people like me that might be kind of sick, they have an adverse reaction to it at first.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Well, I was all surprised with all that. What I was really excited about was your dance moves.
Yeah.
When you got all out on the floor.
I'm really glad you helped me out with that. I'm kind of embarrassed about my moves. It's a good thing you had that voodoo doll.
Yeah, it came in handy. I think you looked really great out there, and you really impressed some of those ladies. In fact, I was a little scared for you there for a while, actually.
Yeah, I was scared, too. It was cool once I had... I mean, you put some serious moves in my feet, and I thank you for that. I don't know. After, like, the fourth girl was on me, that was all right. But then by like the 12th one, I got really scared. You know, you get that like claustrophobic feeling where you're just like, what the fuck? I can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to Walmart.
You stop moving for a while. It's like when you go to Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, I did stop breathing. I didn't know what was going on. I just started seeing all the spots and just all these women mashing themselves on me. And next thing I knew, I was just like, felt a sharp pain in my neck. And then before I knew it, it was like everything just sort of went black.
Well, I'm just glad that I was there with your clothes on your... it felt kind of like a video game because I saw that you weren't really moving. And then I started, kind of as a little joke, I started making you shake and your chest shake a little bit like you were convulsing. But I don't know what happened. I like to think that I started your heart back, but I'm not sure if that was what it was. And... I'm just glad we made it out of there alive. That was crazy. But it's one of those things that's like it's scary and stuff, but then it's fun.
Yeah, it's scary fun.
And this is a great way to cap off a night. I can't believe this place sells liquor, too.
I can't believe they're up so late.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, New Orleans.
This is New Orleans life, baby.
I know. What a country.
Oh, look, here comes a pizza. Thank you, sir.
Can
I get some water? You seem to have not... Okay, well, that's... No problem.
Our table, can we get some different Parmesan? This one has like some flies dead in this one. I don't want this one.
Our table is wobbly. Something and put it under? I found there's this trick where you can fold up something and put it under.
Can we get something like that? And can we get some crushed peppers too? And this napkin's dirty. Can I get another napkin? I detest dirty napkins.
Get the man a better napkin. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's my rebirthday.
That's right. It's his rebirthday.
Yeah.
My friend died tonight.
Yeah, I died, and I'm back.
He's back. He's
and
better
I'm in,
than ever.
In demand.
Oh, this pizza's going to be delicious.
I
heard nothing but
wait.
Good.
I should have went ahead and ordered another beer. it's going to be forever before that guy comes back again. Yeah, and I'll be done with this one. Yep, there went that. Well, here's you take a plate. Here's my plate. Why do pizza places always stack the plates?
It's good.
Like, decent restaurants will just pass them out or have them ready on your table or something. But pizza places just always hand them to you in a pile. What's up with that?
It's a party, man. It's a pizza party.
I guess so.
We all know that.
That's true. I guess when I have pizza parties, I do that, but with paper plates.
Yeah, exactly. You got the picture. This pizza's pretty good. Enjoy some of that.
My crust was really crunchy.
Have you tried the garlic half yet?
No, I just grabbed the pepperoni.
Charlie garlic, it burns a little bit, but I think that's me. It's getting me healthier.
Okay, I'll give it a shot here.
It's just good for you.
Through the lips, past the gums, look out stomach, here it comes. Ah! Ah!
Careful, it's hot.
Ah!
Careful.
It burns. I mean, it really burns.
You got some red peppers in there or something.
I don't know,
hot down
man.
In New Orleans.
I know, the inside of my mouth is chapped.
No one knows how to make the pizza.
This is ridiculous. There's got to be more than just garlic in this
thing.
Don't
waste it.
All right, I'll try it again.
Sam, what is wrong with you?
What the fuck?
What? Let me see that slice. Sam, there's just a bunch of garlic on this slice of pizza.
It burns, dude. Something's up with that pizza.
Here, let me try a bite of this.
Watch out. Be careful.
Tastes delicious. Garlic pizza.
I don't know I don't know what's up with that, man. I feel like...
Is it the crust?
I mean, it's not even like a...
Are you allergic to wheat gluten?
It's not like a spice thing. It's like a... It's a temperature thing. Like it's really hot. Like, it burns. Like,
yeah,
actual fire.
Something.
Like, somebody just put fire in my mouth.
Let me try something.
And... Ow! Motherfucker! Why'd you do that?
Just like I thought. Here. Take my vanity mirror.
I don't see anything. I see the restaurant. Where the hell am I?
Why, just as I thought,
why am
Sam?
I not in this mirror? What's going on, Robbie? I don't get it. Garlic burns. Sam, I can't see myself. What the fuck? What is happening?
Sam, I think you're a vampire.
What?
You did it, dude. You're a vampire.
That's ridiculous. I can't be
awesome.
A vampire.
I can't believe we came to New Orleans and you became a vampire and all I got was this stupid shirt.
Dude, you got the voodoo doll. I don't want to be a vampire. That voodoo doll's still way cooler than this. Does this mean I can't go outside tomorrow? It was supposed to be a beautiful day.
If you don't want to die.
I don't want to.
Damn, this is awesome, dude.
I am dead. This explains everything.
This is going to be awesome.
There was that death on the dance floor. That was me. God.
Oh my gosh.
That wasn't a DJ that saved my life. That was vampire powers. I don't want to be a vampire. How are we supposed to do the show if I'm a vampire and you're just normal? I'm going to want to eat you all the time. Just smear some of that garlic on yourself.
It'll be fine.
Hey, is that a cut on your arm?
Yeah, that guy, when he brought us the napkins, a little piece of it just nicked a part of my skin.
I can
it's just flowing out.
I can
out,
smell
isn't it?
That from over
oh,
here.
It's just flowing out.
God damn it.
Oh, easy she
hey,
goes.
Can I get a taste of that?
I gotta get this cleaned up.
Oh, snap out of it, Sam. Snap out of it. Don't eat.
Maybe
Robbie,
if I just squeeze it, it'll clot faster.
Motherfucker, don't do that. I'm going to eat you, motherfucker. You delicious little asshole. I'm going to get you. Oh, God. Oh,
hey,
God.
Hey.
What?
Hey, oh. You're not going to do that. Oh. I don't want to be a vampire.
Oh, God, sorry. Sorry.
All right. If I'm going to be a
lost
vampire,
myself.
It's going to be...
Dude, clean that blood off your arm. I'm serious. This is real. I'm a vampire. Oh, man. I guess this means I can control people's minds. I guess that's kind of cool. But I can't go to church anymore. That's a downer.
But you get to live forever.
That's true.
Anyways.
But we could do that anyway before. And only now I got this insatiable thirst for blood.
I forgot about that.
And
I was almost going to have you bite me too, but I forgot.
And my skin looks really pale. And I don't have a reflection. How the hell am I supposed to tell what I look like? I mean, does my hair look okay?
Yeah, I'll get you all made up.
I don't know if I can trust you.
Every girlfriend I've had said that I was really good at putting on makeup. I'll get you all made up. It'll be fine. Look, here's what we'll do. You can have the pepperoni half. I'll have the garlic half. We'll wrap up the rest.
Okay.
We'll get some beers or something. We can get you some blood. And we can just kind of party out and then pass out. And then tomorrow night we can wake up and kind of see what's going on with the night.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. All right, thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. You're very accommodating.
Well,
if there's anything... I've ever said about you, it's that you're very accommodating.
Good. I hope that you also said that I don't
you don't want to bite me and eat me like all the vampires will do.
No, I won't say that.
Good.
But you might want to keep like a silver cross on your chest.
Well, don't ask, don't tell, you know?
Sure. Right? Yeah, there you go. That works.
All right. You're listening, to the best cuts of music.
Thank you. Busting like this. your wings and fly. Yeah.
All right, this is a place to be. Yeah, hope this isn't another place. Vampire party, huh?
Yeah, right, no kidding.
Hey, I'm going to run to the restroom.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to go try to find some drinks.
Whatever happened to the Victor and the paper boy? Hey, don't stop there when you're all alone. Eyes and waiting to carry you home. Hey, never said... Yeah. Man, this is a crazy party. Oh, sorry. Oh, all these people. No one at the urinals have reflections. Jeez, there are a lot of vampires in New Orleans. Ah, this is like a blood sausage fest. Where the hell are the cute, single, non-vampiric women? All right. So I'll go back to the party. Meanwhile...
Hey, listen to me. Over here. Damn it. She was in line before... Alright, I want two Bloody Marys. That's cliched. I'm sorry, I'm new to this. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this sort of thing before. I'm a newbie. New guy here. Okay, yeah. Well, I still like the way they taste anyway, so if you can, just go ahead and give me two of those, and that'll do it. That'll do it.
Hey, Sam. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Robbie. How's
it
going?
This place is full of vampires. You'll feel right at home, buddy.
I was thinking so. I hope we can find you a nice
homely,
non-vampire woman.
You know what I realized when I was in the bathroom?
What's that?
Was that all I have to do really is just to look for the woman that is not overly sexualized and attractive.
Oh yeah,
and
that's true.
The non-vampire.
That's true, because vampire women are really sexy.
Yeah.
Just look for the woman that doesn't have red lipstick on. That's for sure going to be your gal.
Well, and the backless stuff.
Yeah, backless.
And they seem
tops.
To all be dancing really slowly and staring.
That's true.
People in the eyes while they're dancing.
Intently, yeah, yeah.
There's like this weird slow rock.
And everybody else has that kind of like very thin sheen of sweat over their body.
Yeah.
Somehow. Which I don't get because we're like undead. I mean, I've got to look at me. I'm glowing.
Well,
I
also say, where all these clothes come from? You look like a new man.
Oh yeah,
like Brad Pitt.
I went. I was gonna look for a coat check, and then they told me I had to take off these clothes, and I had to put on these Victorian black clothes.
That's.
I feel fancy.
That's stereotypical, isn't it? Is that an insult to you as a vampire? Do you feel insulted?
You know, I don't even know. I mean, I'm so new to this.
Keep putting your people in a box and put it.
Yeah, they try to trap us, hold us down. Chase us out of town with fire and steaks. I mean, I don't know. I just ordered some Bloody Marys and
you ordered.
I got some cold stares over that.
Well, hey, I think you're doing fine, man. You're new at this. This is new.
Yeah, this is new. I think irony is lost on vampires. I don't want to lose that. I like having irony. You never see the jovial, fun-loving, goobery vampire.
No.
But hey, I'm a vampire. Suck your blood.
Hey, yeah. I was wondering, I'm the only one that's not wearing 17th century clothes. Do you think they have some extras I can wear somewhere, or is it just cool that I wear my street clothes?
I don't, you know, if they didn't ask you, I wouldn't ask. It seems kind of rude.
Am I the only human here, do you think?
I have no idea, you know. If there was one, I don't know. There's all this blood in the air.
Well, I don't see any.
It's,
girls. All right.
Well, I wouldn't worry about
it,
dude.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Cool.
You'll take care of me.
I mean, you're with me, and they told me that it's cool, and you could come and all, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, let's get in there.
Yeah, let's get in there. You're listening to
The best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
Stand click, 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 stand click.
Hey blood.
It burns. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude, why'd you do that? Fuck, what time is it? It's noon. I can't be awake at noon. I'm gonna die. What were you thinking?
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you turned me into a ghost.
Look,
you asshole.
Are we gonna get out into that again? I told you, I did not know they were going to eat you.
I'm gonna be the most sour ghost you've ever met this morning. Get ready for it.
Oh, God. Is it going to be like this all the time?
Do you realize this is the first time in 2 years I haven't eaten bacon in the mornings? Do you realize that?
You know...
I bet you'd like some bacon.
Bacon's pretty good, but I don't want it right now. I don't like to eat in the middle of the night. I mean, it's bad for my figure, for one. And two...
It's the morning.
I like raw bacon. It's not the morning for me. This is like the middle of the night.
You've been a vampire for like 12 hours.
Dude...
Do not try to identify with vampires. This is ridiculous.
It doesn't take long to slip into vampirism. I'm telling you, I've already signed up for Vampire Book.
Oh, that sounds great.
And I've got 700 friends already on Vampire Book.
Excellent.
A lot of minions. I've signed up. I'm on Vampire Wars.
Nice.
now. I mean, and that's pretty cool. I'm just, vampire lifestyle is really sexy. I mean, it's not just, I mean, that is how they portray it.
Do you have any idea what it's like to have to crawl out of the dirt?
Well,
but you're not really crawling out of the dirt because you're not even, you're leaving your body behind. Because you don't have a fucking body?
I've seen Casper, so I've got an idea. Is it anything like that in Serpent and the Rainbow?
Yeah. Admittedly, it's more like Casper than Serpent and the Rainbow.
I mean, look
it's
at it this way. You could sneak into any lovely lady's room that you want to.
Hey, it's kind of like being invisible all the time.
Yeah, except you can't touch
them. And I can fly.
So it's kind of like watching the internet. You can't touch them. They can't see you. You just get to watch it. It's like live-action porn.
Oh, this is amazing.
Lap.
Lap, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm. Oh, these things are looking up for
me now. Yeah, maybe you'll find a girl ghost. You got your whole eternity ahead of you. Don't look a gift death in the mouth. The way I see it... My vampire pals did you a favor.
Hey,
and I just want to let you know, I did not drink any of you.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I couldn't get
it. This isn't so bad.
Yeah. You got that very nice felt hat. You didn't have that before, but you do now.
This is saucy.
But I guess it comes with the territory.
Wouldn't be a ghost without a comedic little felt hat.
Mm. Do you think you have to compete to be the ghost with the most random Beetlejuice rabbits?
And, okay, so I'm a ghost.
Why
couldn't
I see more vampire movies? I don't know how we're going to tell best cuts. Hey, can you teleport?
Okay, let me try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Whoa! That was crazy. Hey, Sam, it does work.
Robbie, where the fuck have you been? Jesus Christ.
About, man? It's just a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes or something.
Do you know how long it's been? I've been worried sick about you. It's been like 14 hours
vampires
or some bullshit.
I went
back to sleep. I've been up just pacing. It's like 2 in the morning
well,
now. It's just like, where the hell have you been? Well, I didn't know what to do. I can't.
Come on.
I sleep during the day, dude. I'm a fucking vampire.
You don't work during, well.
No, I don't work. What am I going to do?
You can't.
I could work in a coal mine, I guess. I guess there are some nighttime jobs I could do.
At least you can work, you asshole. Insensitive bastard. Quit getting angry at me for being able to teleport when I can't work, I can't eat, I can't sleep.
Mm.
Do you know how much I've been craving bacon in the last 5 minutes?
Mm, gosh.
Or 14 hours or whatever.
Where? I don't get it. Where did you go? What happened?
I went to the afterlife. Jimi Hendrix was playing pool with Elvis.
What?
And the Big Bopper told me to tell you hello.
Oh, man. Missed the Big Bopper.
But I saw Beau Bridges, and I saw John Candy, and they were mud wrestling. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And John Candy was watching a John Candy movie later.
So unfair.
And I saw John Belushi hanging out with Chris Farley, and they just loved each other's company.
Oh my god.
And they the most hilarious...
You lucky dog.
The most hilarious fat dude comedies ever. About cocaine.
Oh my god.
It's wonderful there. And do you know that I'll, because of your inconsiderate behavior, I will never get to experience that afterlife. I will always be stuck in between worlds in this hell of a limbo, looking at women like a damn ghost fucking pervert.
I'm sorry. That wasn't my fault though. I told you, it was the vampires, those people at that party. I didn't know they were going to eat you. I wouldn't have went if I knew they were going to eat you. I wouldn't have wished that on anybody. And, you know, all true, you know, if the air's open here, I mean, we're telling feelings. I went out earlier and I tried to eat some people.
Ah,
well,
that's disgusting.
I was hungry. That's what I do. I eat people. Blah, blah.
Oh,
eat people.
Vile.
Suck your blood. Blah.
Well, vile bastard.
It is vile. People taste nasty. I can't eat people. I just can't do it. I try it, and then I'm like, ugh. Like, you really want it. You smell something that smells really good, and then you eat it, and you're like, ugh. I just can't eat people. I'm gonna die.
That's
I'm gonna
terrible.
Starve to death.
Don't
I might as well
like
just
that,
jump
man.
Out in the sun.
Don't talk like that, Sam.
I might as well go out like a blister in the sun.
Sam, I refuse to let you go out in a blaze of glory.
That's the way I want to be taken down. I can't deal with this.
Hey, quit your melodramatic bullshit, alright?
Not loving humans.
This isn't a mini party. Get up off the floor, come on.
If loving humans isn't right, I don't want to be wrong.
Look, that doesn't even make sense, alright?
Of course it doesn't. I don't know what to think anymore. I'm hungry.
You're just... Look,
can't eat anything but blood. I don't like people.
Vampires are notoriously romantic and melodramatic. You can't
fall into this. Granted, I'm sexy and I've
got this. It's like a gothic person being bipolar. Look, this is, you're just falling into the patterns. You're just going to continue this pattern. And little Sam is going to continue that. Sam the third is going to continue that. You can't do this.
Gosh,
we can't do this. We're in New Orleans. This is the most magical town and most scary, cultish town.
That's right.
Ever, I think.
We haven't, gosh, what were we thinking? We haven't even seen all of New Orleans.
Let's make the most of this night.
Yeah, let's make the most of this night. Let's just do everything.
That's right. We're going to go find Wynton Marsalis and we'll watch him play some jazz.
Yeah, we'll watch him show people what jazz really is and not what jazz people think it is. And we'll go and we'll go to the New Orleans places that people don't tell you about, like the Walgreens. We'll hit up the aquarium.
That's right. If the aquarium's no good, we'll hit up the levee system. Or they have a wonderful levee system. And if the levee system isn't right, we'll go check out some of those Brad Pitt houses, those amazing Brad Pitt
houses.
Yeah,
I heard all about those. I'd love to check
it.
So amazing. Hands down, one of the sexiest vampires ever in film.
And
by that I mean I'd like to put my hands down on that sexy vampire from that film.
Sam!
Sorry.
And we're gonna do all this!
We're gonna do it all.
And if at some point I stop being a ghost, then whatever.
And if some point I stop being a vampire, then whatever, we're just gonna... who gives a flying flap?
Right now!
For now. It's all about now.
This is our time.
This is our time.
This is our place.
This is our place. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. Man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off,
I just can't eat people. I'm gonna die.
That's
I'm gonna
terrible.
Starve to death.
Don't
I might as well
like
just
that,
jump
Sam.
Out in the sun.
Don't talk like that, Sam.
I might as well go out like a blister in the sun.
Sam, I refuse to let you go out in a blaze of glory.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Honey, you spilled all of my blood.
It's
okay, honey. We have brawny. Quicker, bigger, beaker upper.
Yeah.
She sounds like fucking Boris and what's her face from
Natasha.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We got brawny.